West Bend Republican Pat Strakota put a provision in the budget that would prevent municipalities from restricting sales of food or drink based on calories, size, or nutrition. Last month, she related how she'd heard Stevens Point and Madison were considering soda size limits.
When I want to go to the movie theater and get that big thing of soda and the biggest popcorn I can get to have that experience at the movie theater, I want to make sure that I can continue to have that experience and that I don't have government telling me I can't have that experience.
We're not looking at any sort of sugar-sweetened beverage ban citywide, but we would like to look at ways to provide healthier options for kids.
That's Mark Wolf. He's food and alcohol policy coordinator for the city of Madison. He says Madison is looking at what's offered in school vending machines and those at the municipal pool. He doesn't think the budget provision would prevent Madison from doing that, but the city does support local control. A group called Health First Wisconsin is among five statewide groups that have asked the governor to veto the provision. Executive Director Maureen Buzalaki says public health is at stake.
We have an obesity epidemic in this state, and, you know, this is a call for all hands on deck, and let's, you know, do what we do well in Wisconsin and let our local governments lead.
Health First Wisconsin says each year obese adults rack up $1,400 more in medical expenses than normal weight people. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.